Be funny.
Be funny.
B F.
Oh, Jesus.
I'm doing the spelling bee. All I can say right now is go Cubs.
Anderson chose a strange time to start reading a card.
I'll say.
I got a card.
I'll say.
Got a card from a friend of the show, Tanya Kruger.
What'd she say?
I still hate gays.
She said,
fuck Tyler.
I still hate gays. I hate Tyler and I love George Clooney still.
She said, congrats on Atticus. See, that's what happens when you're straight. You get to have kids.
Oh.
She didn't say that.
What a burn.
I hope your dogs don't end up back at the shelter. I hear they just become dogs after you
Why
have a kid.
Why would they end up back at the shelter?
I don't know. Thank you, Kruger. That was
apparently
nice.
She hasn't been listening.
And then Mike got a bunch of stuff, which I feel like you should open now so you don't open after the show and then
talking,
feel guilty.
Keep talking.
It's weird you brought your baby tonight.
Yeah. He sure is quiet.
I could have brought him.
It's a little theater of the mind.
I will bring him. Once he grows into the...
For 1 second, I was like, oh, I brought his baby.
once he grows into the thing that I can wear him like I'm a kangaroo.
Yeah.
This must be from Kay, because she's very concerned about my financial well-being.
Mm-hmm. You're not going to read that. Kay, you should know that. Mike got a used book.
Your money or your life.
Mm-hmm. That's a threat. That is a threat.
Can you put that in the trash? I'm kidding. Kidding.
Well,
I'm going to go home and
in the trash.
Attempt
if you're
to
kidding.
Look at it.
Imagine the irony of ironies is that Mike's life falls apart because he puts off everything to read a book that's about getting his life together.
Yes.
If you guys really want
to
do me
it's
a
like
solid
like the guy that went out
fave.
To have a cigarette and then the building exploded. Yeah. Saved his life.
Backwards. If you guys want to make Kay smile backwards. Right now, somebody offer me $5 for that book.
Kay is listeners. Listener
I'm
joke.
Making money right now, Kay.
She sends us a lot of stuff. She actually, I think she, just with her sending stuff to us, employs at least one mailman at my local post office. I believe that's true.
Since they work on commission.
Guys, I am so tired. I can't even walk straight.
Damn.
I can't even walk straight.
Guys. Yeah, I don't know why. You got nothing to do but lounge around taking care of a baby all day.
Babies are fucking easy, bro.
Babies are easy, man.
It's not even the baby. The baby's
we should
cool.
All have them. Hey.
It's the baby. It's the dogs. It's the hotel.
Oh, my God. I forgot. You're
American
out of the
American Horror Story. Anderson's Hotel.
American Horror Story.
First of all, though, actually, this is going to... Let's release this
why
one.
Do you suck?
Like, maybe tonight if we can. All right? And I'm sorry it's going to be a little bit short, but...
That's all right.
It'll go up
I
tonight.
Gotta,
short
we had to reschedule a bunch of stuff today, and I had to... now I got to go to the film vault right after this. But if you could put it up a little bit early just because of groupersthemovie.com, it's coming
so
to an end.
Close.
It is
coming
so
to an end.
Close.
Right at the moment, it's 88%.
It's
we're at 88%.
Dick's length away.
When is the actual end? Friday night?
Friday morning at 10:20 a.m. Friday morning. So I'll start doing the hour-long countdowns going on Facebook and all that stuff. Will start showing up in your feed if you're following
That'll
Groupers.
Be extremely annoying.
It will be fun. It'll be great. Somebody also, I want to make it clear. I don't know if it's been clear to everybody, but listener Robert Phelps, who's a very gifted artist. He does oil on canvas, I believe it is, of pets and boxers primarily. But if you have a pet or a boxer, he's offered up
boxer dogs or boxer
boxing
punchers.
Men,
yeah, Sugar Ray Leonard
and women. Yeah,
it's very niche.
Holding your
boxers
cat.
And dogs.
Boxers and dogs, but never boxer dogs. It's really
weird.
That was such a
what about
like
a box
a,
full
that was
of
such
dogs.
A hack
we were
like,
all
podcast
thinking
joke.
What about a box
I'm
full
tired.
Of dogs
a box full of dogs so Robert Phelps has offered up $600 value to actually paint a portrait of one of your pets if you are the winner. I'm gonna do a drawing. I think maybe next week on this show we'll do the drawings because I have like 5 or 6.
Wait, why are we doing the drawings?
I'm gonna do them, but you can be a part of it.
He's supposed to do the drawing.
Who?
Robert Phelps.
Robert Phelps is giving up his services, which is a $600 painting of your pet if you win. So if you get a $25 perk.
Not clear on the joke.
I'm
giving up his services. Offering his services.
He's offering his services, yes. So.
I was looking at some of the perks, and the one where we're taking
listeners. Oh, my God. Turn your phone.
Listeners out to dinner, then coming to the improv.
Oh, it's
that's going to be pricey.
The baby's calling.
We talked about this at length when it
we
happened.
We did?
Yeah. Well, there's a few more of those left, too. Pab night out.
Let's say we take 10 people out to dinner.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'm paying.
It's going to cost a lot.
I know, but it's a pricey
it's expenditure from the film.
It's a pricey perk.
Cost of doing business in this town, baby.
Cha-ching. Show business, baby. There's no.
I don't know. I'm thinking like $10 a person if they're really hungry at Taco Bell.
Yeah.
If they're real hungry.
Yeah. Super hungry.
Chalupa. Go on one of the nights where it's like a 30-cent taco night. Or
I was
so if you get a $25 perk or more by the end. Also, I'm giving away 3 Anderson Cowan gift boxes of my top 5 favorite movies of all time. Smelling Salts will be included in that gift box, as well as popcorn, popping corn,
it's
and
too much
coffee.
Too much stuff.
and you're gonna have a fun little little gift bag.
For some reason,
hey,
when I was,
you want some popping corn?
I was looking over the I was looking over the perks, and the one where we're gonna take people out to dinner, then come to a show here,
stresses you out.
For some, I don't know why I just assumed we were going to the Red O.
That's not where we're going.
Like, that's so
going
to cost $1,000 minimum.
Yeah, I don't want to like be in the hole for this. You know,
wouldn't it be the best if you, once the perks are all done, you're $3,000 in the hole?
We'll find a really good restaurant.
I don't think that'll be the
best. We'll find a fun restaurant.
And he's like, okay, I'm shooting it on the iPhone.
It's been done, and it was good.
But it was a fun adventure.
Tangerine
saw it.
Tangerine.
Good movie.
Saw
good
it.
Movie. Yep. So, guys.
It was good. I've seen some of those people from Tangerine.
Have you?
Yeah, I swear.
Were they walking the streets?
What
absolutely.
Do you mean those people?
Tangerine
absolutely.
Is a...
Everyone knows Tangerine. It's okay, a movie about like
it's about a fruit farmer. He's out there picking tangerines.
What there actually is a movie called Tangerines, and that is what it's about.
Oh.
A fruit farmer, and it's pretty sweet because it was like a war happening on his land.
Did you accidentally watch Oranges. Tangerines when you were
No, I saw Tangerines because it was up for Best Foreign Language Film a couple years ago, so I saw
who's with me? Tangerine juice is better than orange juice.
Yes. True. Hell sweeter,
yeah,
better.
Right? Yeah.
But the war, like two
like veal.
Two different dudes on opposite sides are hurt, like on his property, and he starts nursing them back to health. Ooh. In his little house on his tangerine farm.
The Hatfields and McCoys? Like
start
that kind of deal?
But it's like an actual war. And then they start coming to, and then they start fighting each other in the house, and he's like, you guys got to mellow. I'm trying to get you fixed.
And then they become
he
friends.
Gives life. Yeah, it's like a tangerine farm.
It's enemy mine.
They gang up on him, and they take over his tangerine farm?
On a tangerine farm.
It becomes Brokeback Mountain before it's over.
How long if we opened a tangerine farm before we start making tangerine juice? Or do we just go solely we're selling
them? I got a tangerine tree in my backyard.
How long can we talk about tangerines on this podcast?
And the drought is killing it. Not in a good way.
Tangerine by Led Zeppelin. Underrated song.
You know how they get the good flavor tangerines? They water the tree with tangerine juice.
That's true.
It's twice as good. That's right. That's right. You want to make a creamsicle? You water with milk.
Do you know why orangutans are orange?
Yes.
They eat primarily tangerines.
Mm-hmm. So if they eat green
really
beans,
Mike. I didn't know. I just wanted to be smart.
It's not true.
It's not true, Mike.
We
it's
all know.
Not true.
You know
it's
why?
Because they're descendants of Bill Burr and Conan O'Brien. This is another terrible joke. I'm sorry.
What was that?
No.
That doesn't even make
sense. Here's the deal, guys. All right. So yesterday, I'm going to show you a picture, and I know this is an audio book.
It's because the ancient species is the son of two comics that are currently alive.
This is my bathroom right now.
Okay. All right.
This is my bathroom.
That's your toilet to the left?
To the right?
Ew.
Well, there's no toilet like actually shit. In the picture. They completely gutted it. Started it today.
Is that the poop?
How often
no
have you?
No poop.
How often?
Bucket.
No, it's just a bucket because they're working.
That's where they're the going. That's where the
contractors
are going.
Have
work. Poop bucket going.
There's no poop bucket.
That's one. What is that bucket then? What's it for?
Yeah, it's exactly. A mini trash can.
Oh, why isn't there trash in it?
It has wood in it.
Well, that's for now.
Is it a beaver in there?
That's what they wipe.
Pooping wood.
That's what they wipe with.
That's right.
Hey, give me another 2x4.
So
bring the tweezers. I got some.
Night we had to move in to our hotel.
Yeah.
Right? Which
moving on in.
Sucks with a newborn and three dogs.
What?
And the poor cat
is it kinda like a tangerine hotel or is it like a
what is a tangerine hotel?
Like one of those like roadside motels. Yeah.
No, it's something called it's like a extended stay type place.
Oh, like Radisson the Radisson experience.
Oh, just
no,
like
it's
extended
not
stay
nice
like
that.
Said. I've stayed in extended stays. They're not fun.
It's got like a living room with a kitchen like on top of it.
Like
and
a workout room, like a dining area with a view over this casino.
A mini little room right off. It's probably 400 square feet.
Mm-hmm.
Do you think the contractors are Airbnb-ing your house out while you're at the hotel?
Oh, yeah. Guys, you don't even know what's happening. You don't know what's going on.
No, we don't know anything.
When did they start construction?
They started today.
And how many times did you go by to look at it?
To catch people up, in case you don't know, Anderson had
a bunch
of mold
leak
in your
bathroom. The whole entire bathroom floor was sagging.
Yeah.
The actual landlord told us not to use it anymore because he was afraid he was going to get sued if we went in there and just fell through the floor. And Jillian used to always screw with me and be like, because she knows how I am with cockroaches.
Mm-hmm.
And she's like, you know what's going to happen when you're taking a shower in there one day?
Yep.
You're going to just fall right through and there's going to be nothing but cockroaches down there.
It's going to be like, all over you.
So I've been dealing with contractors coming by the place for the last probably 5 weeks. Mm-hmm. I've had 7 different contractors, and they're all the same guy.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
I mean, is this going to sound wrong if
driving
I explain a contractor?
Full-size truck, sunburned.
No.
Probably got a boat.
All 7 of those contractors.
Got a blonde wife with big breasts.
To my house. No, that's not them. That's not them. They're all kind of, they look like nicely dressed construction workers.
Oh, yeah. They got to put on a collar shirt.
They got that blue
tuck
button
it in.
Up.
They're all
tuck it into their Levi's. They got the
blue button up flannel, but it's tucked in. Mm-hmm. And
4-wheel drive diesel truck.
Always very sharp. They speak very good English, but it's obviously their second language.
Yep. They got one of those pads with pet paper in it that opens
so
up this metal.
Siete contractors come by your house.
Yeah, Siete. But no, there weren't like, I think one guy was Brazilian. They have like weird.
Exotic. He's going to make put some exotic woods in there.
Like
baby.
The guy that's working. The guy that's working on mine,
he's
going
to come back to an all teak bathroom. He's going to be like,
your bathroom has passion. Gold toilet. So the guy that my landlord ended up going with, he's an Israeli, actually.
Yeah.
Thick accent.
Ooh.
They all have accents. Right?
Well, you got it. Well, if you're going budget, you're going to find someone with an accent.
I don't know how he's going. So
that's a great Corona or Trump right there.
Well, I can tell you from my experience, we've hired many a contractor, and we always go with the cheapest one, and they always fuck things up.
Good song,
by the John Spencer Blues Explosion.
Did I tell you about the guy last week that came in? And
nope.
It was right after Atticus was born, and
if you're gonna
he's
buy that
in
song,
the bathroom.
Buy it through our Amazon account.
And the big thing with it is like how quick they can get it done, because we can't be out of there for more than 3 weeks, because my insurance is only covering 1 week, and then the other 2 weeks we're just on our own.
Your insurance of what?
My renter's insurance actually kicked in.
Well, the other 2 weeks should be your fucking... I know you're not doing it because you have a good deal and you don't want to ruffle feathers, but it's a joke that you have to pay for it.
Yeah, I'll say.
Yeah,
it's not even
they
a
haven't
a,
given
a,
us
it's
a
not
rent
really a
increase,
joke because a joke would be funny.
This is costing them so much. So anyways, I'm talking to
this
the contractor.
This is costing him like years worth of rent.
20,000 plus is at least is what I'm hearing. So I'm talking to the contractor in the bathroom, and he's there. I believe it's his son, right?
Mm-hmm.
And
he's
I'm saying,
poop bucket?
No. And I'm saying, so when would you think you can get this done? Do you think this is a 2 week job? And he looks at me, and then he looks at his son and goes, he just had a baby, huh? I'm like, all right, yes, but can you get it done by like right before Thanksgiving? Do you think that's possible? And he's like, we'll talk about it later.
No,
like,
let's talk about it now.
Obviously, just deflecting, and that when he said like, "Oh, you just had a baby," I'm like, "Dude, that was the most like obvious deflection,
exactly,
I've ever experienced."
And this is the guy that they've chosen.
No, they actually chose that guy, and then last minute, the landlord got in a big fight with him.
Oh,
because they wanted to talk about it later.
So I got a text from my landlord, and it's like the guy's name was Eric. Eric was very rude to me just now, so I'm not going with him anymore. I'm still looking. So
what about his son?
We get this new guy, right? Now this new guy's in.
He wouldn't make eye contact with me while he was shitting in that bucket in your bathroom.
There's no bucket for poop. And
that just seems ruder that you don't have anywhere for them to go.
Just a bucket and just come on by.
You guys know Derek, my best friend, right?
Yeah.
The lawyer and his wife, Jessica.
So we're your best friends. But
he's my oldest friend.
How old is he?
He's very old. So he came by to see the kid, right? He was the first person there, like right after the kid was born. Like Derek and Jessica were there.
Yep.
And then we're talking, we're catching up. I barely see or talk to Derek anymore these days, but they're moving out of their Malibu house into a new one, and they rent right now. So they paid through the year their rental property in Malibu, which is a nice like 3-bedroom house. They're leaving all the furniture there because she wants all new shit, and it's paid for through December 31st. Wait a minute.
Yeah.
And they're
not
like,
a bad idea.
You guys could totally move in there. It's perfect. I'm like, fan-fucking-tastic. So it looked like we were all taken care of, and I was very excited.
Oh, no.
Then he said, no dogs, no cats.
No, we get
no
a last
babies.
Minute, we get a last-minute text from them like,
I talked to
days.
Eric. He was very rude.
And they're like, oh, we have a contractor working on our new house, and he says it's going to take at least 3 weeks. So I'm like, So I called.
Did you drive by, and it's just a guy out there pounding, like painting a white picket fence?
I haven't driven by. So I call the new contractor, the Israeli, that my landlord
hired. He
hires
an actor to act like a contractor.
And I said, here's my situation. I don't have a place to stay now for 3 weeks. Can we start the job in 3 weeks? And he says, maybe I do have another job and I got some stuff, but can I find out and tell you tomorrow? And I said, sure. Thanks for maybe working with me. 10 minutes later, I get a text from my landlord with all these texts from the contractor. Total fucking lies. The contractor immediately goes to the landlord and says, Anderson says that we cannot start the job now on Monday and that he has no place to stay and we can't do it. Should I cancel the contract?
I'm like,
that's not what I said.
Mm.
So I call
Ruffling
the landlord
feathers.
Immediately and I'm like, hey, I never said that. This guy's lying to you. Why is he doing that? He's like, I don't know. He's trying to get out of it now. I don't know what his deal is.
What kind of contractor makes a deal, signs a contract, and then wants to get out of it immediately?
Because he probably got another job that pays more. I think he's getting nickel and
dime.
How
busy? Why didn't you just call Ray?
So listen, here. Flash forward to yesterday, right? And my landlord calls me up and he says, "Hey, you need to leave the key somewhere where the contractor can get it." And I said, "I can just be here." And he says, "No, he doesn't want to deal with you at all. He hates you. He thinks you're a liar." This guy's in my house for 3 weeks without me there. And
gets
workers.
Worse.
Anderson.
Worse. Oh, Jesus Christ.
Why do these things happen to me? And I've never cussed with my landlord. And I hear myself just saying, what the fuck? You know it. He's like, yeah, he got caught in a lie. Now he's just taking it out on you. I mean, this guy's going to be in my fucking house, man.
I should have hired someone else for three weeks. Now I'm uncomfortable with this whole thing.
The first time you flush your new toilet, it's going to blast cockroaches over your ass.
That's not funny. That's not funny.
Oh, God. How's he going to do that? That requires...
Can you imagine?
Westworld
style.
This makes
me so uncomfortable.
So USAA is a great insurance company. If you're in the military, your family's in the military, and you have them, I hope you know how lucky you are.
I blew it. My grandpa was in the Army.
You can still get it, brother.
I don't know.
I think you still can. Mm-hmm. Like Atticus has it, and his son will have
but
it, or daughter.
Doesn't my grandpa have had USAA at
perhaps,
some point?
Perhaps, yes, perhaps.
Yeah. Wait, is it for people in active military?
Yeah, active
how do
military,
you have
then
it?
You can give family. It to your family. My dad was in the Air Force.
Because my dad was in the Navy.
You might be able to get it. It's great.
You can definitely
so I have
get
renter's
it.
Insurance.
You can like definitely 15, get it while he's alive.
$15 a month, right? And I called him up.
Shit, I got to hurry.
And I said, I'm just...
I'm killing him tonight.
Wrap the show up. I'm driving down to San Diego.
You should really do it.
I don't know, I've never even heard of it.
So I call him up and I say, hey, I know that probably doesn't cover it, but here's my situation. I tell the guy the whole situation. He spends 20 minutes looking through all the bylines. He's like, there might be something. Hold on. He puts me over to claims. The claims guy is like, you know what? Technically, we don't have to cover this at all, but because you just had a newborn son or you're about to have a kid... we're going to give you 1 week in a hotel. We're going to put you up in a hotel.
However, he's automatically drafted into the
I have to go serve for 2 years. No, but how great is
that's
that?
Amazing.
What kind of a company does that?
You crying, you little maggot?
I mean, remind me to cancel my stock in USAA because they're not using their money very well.
I've never even heard of this company.
No, they get to make decisions morality decisions. So we got a place that's 20 minutes away. It's on the other side of the valley, the other corner of the valley. So I had to like traverse across the valley.
You mean Burbank?
No, other end. It's like right on the cliffs of Box Canyon.
Okay.
All right.
Spooky.
I take my first load over there yesterday in the car. And I leave Jillian
first
and the dogs.
Poop buckets?
I knew that was going to happen. And the dogs and the kid at home. And I take like a load.
What are you bringing? Just clothes and
like the
food?
The swing that we got from Stephen McCune. Listener Stephen McCune got us a swing. And it's fucking awesome. And the kid loves it. Brought that. And then like some of our stuff. I brought my computer. And I unload. It's a nice little place. Empty parking lot. It's great. It's like 4 in the afternoon. Go back. And I'm like, Jillian, it'll take me about 20 minutes to throw the rest of the stuff together. She's already packed for him. And for Atticus, and we round
is
up
Atticus
the dogs.
Pulling his weight, or he was just sitting.
2.5 hours later, finally, like rolling out.
Mm.
Right, so we get there.
Dogs take forever,
and the parking lot is fucking jam packed. All the red curbs, are parked. People
what's
are double
happening?
Parked.
Was it a party?
So I go to the front office. I'm like, "What's the deal?" He goes, "Yeah, it's always like this during the week." I'm like, "Why?" He says, "Because of conventions." Convention? Oh, we're in the middle of nowhere.
Ugh. What was the convention?
So I leave Jillian.
Please,
and
God,
I double
tell
park,
me it was a furry convention.
And I got there was I don't know. There's no convention at the hotel. So I got
what
park.
If it was a babysitter convention? How cool would that be?
I'm like parking like really like where there's because there's so many like spots, but they're small because people park on the white line. I'm just smashing cars with my door. Mm-hmm. I'm so pissed.
Wait, in the new car?
My car.
Oh,
yeah, did you call it USAA about the?
Yeah, I got a car problem now too.
People are such assholes. Though.
Did
you
I mention I just had a baby?
Parks like right, like way
yeah,
over the white.
You don't know if they had to do that because someone else was fucked up in the other spot and then they pulled out.
Like
but maybe they're in your situation.
I didn't smash that hard. And anyway, the one car that I smashed was already smashed up, so it didn't matter. All right.
Oh, it mattered.
So I park like a quarter mile away.
This guy's already got a broken leg. Who gives a fuck if I
break
his arm?
Break his nose while you're at it.
So it's like 1:30 in the morning now. Finally done, right?
Yeah. Last call.
This is bad. I can't even remember what the first thing was that we realized we didn't have. But it's like 1:30 in the morning. I'm like,
phone charger.
I got to get that.
Poop bucket.
So I got to go walk.
Your guns. Your
about a quarter
money.
Of a mile back to my car.
Drone.
Oh, you were moving things from a quarter mile away, like back and forth?
No. But my car was now parked a quarter mile away. Okay. So I walk back to my car at 1:30 in the morning, drive 20 minutes across the valley back to the house to grab. I can't even remember what it was. It was something stupid.
Toothbrushes?
No. What was it? I'm trying to wear
those Mexican candles with the saints on the front.
No, we didn't forget
can't
those.
Sleep without
your,
those burning.
Your junk those. Drawer, the white noise.
What the fuck was it? No, we have those on the phone. So
earthquake kit.
What was it? So, anyways, I grab it, go back.
Road
I'm
flares.
Starving now, right? It's now 3 a.m. 3:15. Parked a mile, like a half a mile away again, and got to change the diaper. Kid's crying,
of course.
And I'm like, honey, where are the diapers? She goes, there's two in the diaper changing bag.
Two?
Like, where are the rest? I thought you grabbed them.
Ah, Jesus Christ.
Fucking diapers. We And I actually thought, like, can I just use washcloths for tonight, maybe? Like, pin them?
You know what's good about this is this story is going to be great to play back to the kid when he's older. Because sometimes parents embellish and they change things around. This is pretty fresh.
I remember what the diapers...
Hey, listen to episode number 362 or whatever this is.
I can't remember what the first thing was that I forgot. That's going to bug me.
Atticus.
Yeah, he was
down. We left him in the crib. Shit.
It's like Grey's in Arizona. He was on the roof.
Hey!
Hey, I saw another movie where Nicolas Cage kidnaps a kid.
What's that?
Much like Raising Arizona. Dog Eat Dog, Willem Dafoe.
Haven't even heard of it.
Comes out Friday.
I saw the beginning of a movie the other day. It's a bank heist movie. I can't remember what it starts. It starts with an R. It's got, Jesus. I didn't even see any of the stars in it. Whatever. I saw the opening scene. It's the two guys in the van trying to like hype each other up. Like, we're going to do this. Awful acting. Mm. But this is like has an like A-listers in the cast.
Right.
The bank robbers walk in. The first thing they do is start shooting their Uzi into the ceiling, saying like, "This is a stick up."
Hell or high water.
No. The one guy who's supposed to be like the crazy dude, he jumps up onto the counter of the bank, and the first teller is like some girl, like a 20-year-old like bank teller.
Dark Knight.
And he goes, "You know what I'm here for, bitch!" And he just kicks her in the. With this boot. What the fuck?
Uh-huh. That's it. I miss just, the old days when bank robbers had respect.
This movie was made like 2 years
ago. They're cool.
This is like a new movie.
What is it?
I don't know.
I like the movies where the bank robber comes in and goes, "We don't want to hurt anybody. It's not your money. It's the government's money. Insurance is going to take care of the bank. Just be cool."
That's hell or high water. You haven't seen that?
No.
Good.
I'll tell you something. I am more interested in seeing it now because of my newfound obsession with Westworld.
Yes.
Oh, that baby's beautiful. Westworld is fantastic.
Yeah, I've heard.
Don't binge it. Watch.
I'm too dumb. I can't remember.
You got to watch one and let it soak
I'll watch an episode, and then I'll see like 4 movies in between, 5 movies, and then I'll watch another episode, and I'm all confused.
No, it's better letting it sink in.
Yeah, I agree.
I don't want sinking.
Plus, my brain gets filled with wild conspiracy theories every week.
That show
and they're all like shot down.
All
right,
conspiracy theories. Nothing but conspiracy theories we'll binge throughout. It's fantastic. It's the best. It's really good.
Mm-hmm. All right.
I rewatched episode 1 today, and I got a bunch more stuff I didn't get the first time I saw it. Mm-hmm. When I watched it asleep.
You watched it to go to sleep?
I turned it on and fell asleep. But I still counted it as watching it. I watched it, but I didn't pay attention. The second time I paid a lot of attention.
I'm really mad I can't remember the name of that movie.
So I was doing a Sex with Emily. Go make your jokes.
Nope.
Poop bucket?
Got no jokes.
A couple days ago, her office is like at the heart of Hollywood, like right there on La Brea, right?
It's more like the kidneys.
Park in the CVS parking lot with signs everywhere saying hour-long parking.
Oh,
if you,
God. What have you
don't go to CVS, you'll be towed.
Wait,
and she's like, don't worry about
where's the CVS? On Fairfax?
La Brea. I can't remember what La Brea and what. It's like the heart of Hollywood.
Like third?
Okay, I'm sorry. I'm mistaking her office for Anna David's office.
Mm-hmm. I could see you doing that.
Like Melrose and La Brea?
I don't know. Why are we on semantics of the actual...
Well, we got to know. We got to set the scene.
We got to let people know where to meet up if they want to have sex
with
Emily.
Where the AD meetup is.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. All right. Let me... You know, I can tell you this cross streets if you give me a second here, guys.
Well, because
there's a
CVS or a Rite Aid on the corner of Fairfax and Sunset. That's the sketchiest one I've ever been to. Like, it's nothing but creeps.
Well, that fits the story because when I'm coming out of her office... there's these new... Oh, I sound like such an old man.
When you were pulling out of Sex with Emily?
Yes. I went
when
to...
When you were coming out of her office.
When I was... when I banged out the door, yeah. I was greeted by a gaggle of young kids. And I think they're the kind of kids...
Trick or treat?
High school kids.
I was just going to say.
High school age kids, right?
Yeah.
And you remember the tree people, right? Like kind of like drama
people. Yeah,
they
chain themselves to a tree.
No, the people like in school that kind of like hung out and hacky sacked.
I thought you meant those people that have that tree skin disease.
Yeah, you remember the tree people, right? I thought you were talking about tree beard. Yeah,
I must know.
I don't want to know where it is because then if she goes, you know where my address is? And I'll have to say yes.
I think they'll add this to the TMZ tour bus. Trip?
They might.
And over
it's,
here,
it's
on
right
the right.
By, it's right by Santa Monica Boulevard. Okay,
all
right.
Okay.
It's where Tangerine was shot.
Oh, now I get it.
Yes.
Yeah. Now
so
I get
I'm
it.
I'm watching
now
your
I
story.
I get the.
I see them, and they're all like around. There's like five of them. They're all around my car, right?
Yeah.
And in the CVS parking lot. And one of the kids...
New car, old car.
My old beat-up car. One of the kids is leaning against the tire. Like, he's sitting on, like, the block.
Fucker.
And he's, like, leaning against... My wheel well and tire is his backrest.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Did you hit him with a keep move?
No. So, I'm, like... I'm very, very
conscious. How dirty was his back, by the way?
Of being, like, angry old man guy, right?
Yeah.
So,
yeah,
I'm cool guy. I'm cool guy, right?
Hey, kids. Okay. You ever seen a snake tattoo?
Hey, man. You want to lean on the other tire? It's cool, brother.
So, I'm like, hey.
You know the good way to get rid of those kind of kids?
Huh.
You guys want to buy some crack?
They might get scared, but I don't know.
You should have just hit the alarm on your car and made them all.
I don't have one anymore.
Hey, you motherfuckers got any money?
I got to use a key to open the door.
Oh, you poor, brutal bastard.
Yeah. You guys got any money?
No, so they're sitting there.
Okay.
And and I'm like, hey.
You guys ever poop in a bucket?
Yeah. Here's a picture on my phone.
Want to?
Wish I never show that picture. I say, hey, I don't care that you lean on my car, but I'm about to leave, and you might fall. And they didn't hear what I said, because maybe I said it fast. It was loud, empty parking lot. I mean, like a busy parking lot. And this one chick, she looks at me and she goes, what? She's like angry, right? Like, what's this old fucking man want?
Yeah.
And the dude who's leaning against my car, turns and looks at me and gives me a withering look.
Yeah.
And they're wearing like one of those big like sun hats. Like, you know, the hats that
old ladies in the garden wear.
He's wearing one of those, or she's wearing, and she has a teardrop, but it's like purple and it's kind of like pretty sparkly. That's like drawn on his or her face.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah. That's not the I killed a person in prison teardrop.
No. This is the sexually abused.
Yeah. Very upset with me.
Yeah. My parents don't know that I'll fuck anything.
Kind of. Yeah. Like, I probably could have put it in this guy. Or girl.
This is my parents work 12 hours a day to give my family a chance in the world.
Yeah, and I hate those motherfuckers.
I hate them.
So I say...
they don't listen to Morrissey.
I was just saying that this is my car and I'm about to move it and I don't want you to fall. I don't care that you're leaning against it. My car's fucked up because I'm a cool guy. Right?
Yeah, yeah, I don't care.
They're like, you should really call USAA.
If you want to kick the door in, go ahead.
And they're like, oh, all right. And they're just like, stayed shitty. And he just kind of adjusted his weight so he wasn't on my car anymore. I should have just fucking gunned it. That would have been a better story.
But
I should have snuck into the car. It was loud.
Yeah,
a lot going
how
on.
Are you get
they might not have seen it. They were pretty engrossed on their phones.
I like the idea of pulling it back up to them, rolling your window down, and then pepper spraying the whole lot of them, and then taking off.
That is ultra old man move. Ultra old man. Uh-huh. That's the story. It ends there.
I hate that we're turning into old men.
I don't
kids.
Know what I would have done.
I hate that.
I'm so.
But these kids aren't scared. Like, I remember being a kid, and I would scare adults. Like, adults would be scared of the teenagers that I hung out
but
with.
But you're not the kind of guy that's going to be scared of kids.
I'm not going to be scared of kids, but I don't even imagine how anyone could be scared of those kids. Just, they're annoying.
When we used to have
annoying looking little twerps.
Yeah, they are. This room used to be the Second City classroom when Second City was located here. And
welcome to the After Disaster. I'm Anderson. There's Mike Cronin to my right. There's Ty sitting
World's shortest show.
We are coming to you live from the podcast room in the world famous improv.
Right next to the shit bucket.
I walked outside.
Should we take them to the comedy store for the
perk? I walked outside and there was a Second City student waiting to come into their class and they were sitting on the trunk of my car with their feet up on the bumper, like full weight on my trunk of my somewhat expensive Acura. And I was so fucking livid, but I was still polite about it. I went, excuse me, that's my car. And he looked annoyed. And what I wanted to say was, get off my car, you cocksucker. Like, what the fuck? Who has the balls to sit on someone else's property?
I feel like you told
the
story, and I probably think that did. I dovetailed it into my story of New Year's Eve 2000, I think, in Seattle, where I got so hammered that I burned, like, third-degree burns on my hand at the Pike's Fish Market. And I ended up falling asleep on someone's trunk. It was just like a random person's trunk because I thought it was my friend's, but it wasn't. It was I thought it was Derek's car, but it wasn't. So I got woken up by this very nice, like, elderly black couple, and they're like, "Excuse me, sir, you're on our trunk." And then I moved to, like, you know where they keep the dead fish over there. I moved there,
like in the ice.
Yeah, I climbed up there and put my hand in the ice because it was burning so bad. It was throbbing.
How'd you burn it?
Your hands. We holding my mixtape. Hey!
They were doing this protest up there against like World Trade, I think
So you were a tree people,
and I was infiltrating.
You were the guy
group.
Holding the torch.
I get really obnoxious. I do like in person trolling a lot of the time when I get hammered.
That's very obnoxious.
So I was like leading chants and stuff, and they had this bridge. It was some kind of bridge conference or something, and they had this big bridge.
I'm
built.
Queer. I'm
What's
here.
With you guys in bridges.
There was a bridge and it was made of wood. What do you mean?
Very bridge heavy.
Yeah, very.
What's the bridge?
This podcast. It's a bridge.
We did another bridge talk.
Well, they've been coming
bridge,
up.
Bridge
we talk about bridges.
Yeah, we talk about bridges often.
Paris has a bunch.
You and I spent quite a bit of time talking about bridges when Tyler was out.
Oh, that's true. People we do talk bridges.
Yeah. People don't like that.
What, you being out?
Well, that too.
They didn't like the bridge talk.
No.
What's wrong with bridge talk?
Jesus.
So these fucks had bridge, right? Because it was like the symbol of whatever they were protesting. So I was leading.
Do you guys know
chance.
How to play bridge, the card game?
No.
I used to. I learned
no
it.
No idea.
Old lady like taught me.
What about Canasta?
I don't know. Never even heard of it. No.
Really?
I don't want to. I don't even like playing popular card games. Why would I want to learn a new one?
So we're chanting all this shit around this big bridge.
New
right?
perk, play cards with Mike.
Right at... I could play war.
$10,000.
Right in the middle of Pike's Park, whatever it's called, you know, with the brick right there.
Nope.
It's like a very it's probably the most famous spot of all of Seattle.
Where they throw the fish.
Yes. And then they take out this lighter and they start lighting the bridge on fire because it was like a symbol. And I'm leading these chants and I'm hammered. I'm having a good old time.
Yeah, that's going quite the distance for a protest, lighting the bridge on fire.
They actually lit the bridge on fire. Yeah.
As a symbol?
It was a small bridge. I should mention that.
But nobody gets arrested?
The size of a bar, probably. This is before 9/11, so it was a different world. I think it was the year
you
before.
Just light
size
bridges
of a bar?
Yeah, bar. What kind
what
of
mean
bar?
A bar?
Irish
I'm
bar?
Looking at the bar behind you. I'm thinking like about that size.
Oh. Like a walking bridge?
You couldn't walk on it, but it looks like a bridge.
So they didn't
it was
intend
a symbol.
They didn't intend to burn it down.
No, they intended to burn it because that was a symbol
burn
that they were
down.
Burning down, whatever they were like protesting against, right?
Okay, and the symbol was only for you guys that are protesting because no one else is there to see it?
It was out in public because there was supposed to be this giant party for that. It was Y2K. It was definitely in 2000. There was supposed to be a giant party at the Space Needle.
Yeah.
And Mayor Schnell of the then Mayor Schnell of Seattle, he canceled it because of terrorist threats. And we were furious because we had never heard of such a thing back in the day. It was before 9/11, right? We're like terrorist threats.
Beautiful butterflies.
If you traveled to Paris, you would have heard of it because they've been having terrorist attacks forever.
So
we
another good Corona Trump.
The party moved to Pike's Park. It was everywhere. Pike's Marketplace.
Okay.
And I'm jumping over the fire and I'm leading chants and then I get everyone's attention.
What was your best chant?
There's probably like 100, 150 of them, right? 150 people or so.
Okay. And that's a lot.
And I get everyone's attention. I say, hey, it was all anti-establishment, anti-corporations. That was the main thing.
So it was Mr. Robot.
Yeah.
So I say, hey, I'm going to McDonald's and then swinging by Starbucks. Do you guys want anything? And there's just like this pause. Because I'm hammered, right? I lost my friends and I'm beating an ass.
And they burned your hands?
And I get pushed from behind after they realize that I'm fucking with all of them. And I fell right in the fire.
Oh, my God. Hands first?
Yeah. Actually, I slipped on my ass and I put my hands back behind
me. They tried to murder you.
I still had those pants that were all burned up for the longest time. And my leather jacket was all burnt. And then I just kind of like walked away sadly. With the burn.
So you went to Burning Man.
He was Burning Man.
You went to Burning Manderson.
I must have told you that story.
I don't think I've heard that.
And
one.
Then I ended up taking a cab back
to
Derek's house.
We're going to get emails tomorrow. Well, you talked about episode 18.
I don't know if they use that voice.
Episode 38.
I ended up taking a cab back to Derek's house because I can't find him anywhere. I can't find him and Jessica anywhere. And I fall asleep. I am so drunk and so like fucking hammered and just passing out. I pass out like on his driveway up against like the garage door. And he drives like a maniac, and he comes zipping in probably like 45 minutes later, almost hit me. Almost, like the tire rack stopped right in front of my face. That was a good night. That was a really fun
It doesn't sound fun at all.
Yeah,
fun.
It doesn't sound fun at all. Yeah. Hanging out with protesters, burning your hands,
pants.
Sleeping on someone's trunk.
The trunk thing was embarrassing.
I got bad news. Your contractor's running around the house on them right now going like, oh, look at me.
I got some pants.
I'm wearing the liar's pants. They're on fire. They're all burned.
liar, pants on fire.
I never thought about that. I was a liar and they set my pants on fire because I was lying. It was so much fun to do that in person, to like let everyone know at the same time I'm fucking with you. I don't give a fuck.
Oh, shit. I don't like this whole contractor thing now because I'm just thinking about all the shoddy workmanship he can do and then he can just lie. And he can go, am I lying? Is it gonna cave in? I don't know.
Here's one good
I'm a
thing
liar.
Is like it he's supposed to be done the day before Thanksgiving and then he has like a week long vacation during that, which I know about now because I saw all his fucking texts to Roman.
Gotta find out where he's vacationing.
And then he's having surgery on his hernia. So if he doesn't get done on time, he's fucked. You know what I mean? That's pretty good.
You know, it sounds like you're fucked.
Well, I can't imagine him walking away from a job. They call themselves contractors because they sign contracts.
Yeah, but they never finish on time, ever.
He has to.
They never do.
He has to.
I don't think that's what they call contractors.
They get contracts, and they sign them.
Do you remember
My landlord had to like meet him two different times
because
I had them move it from Monday to Wednesday to start today instead of Monday. Just bought myself two extra days.
Yeah, I don't think we
and
recorded
And he had to
here.
Like drive all the way out to the valley.
Do you remember when they were doing construction downstairs in
to
the
sign
restaurant?
The contract. Yeah.
It went a year over schedule.
Well, that's because it's corporate bullshit.
I think it's because you hire a contractor and the contractor goes out and hires the other people that actually get the job done.
But some of them are on top of it.
That's because they sign contracts.
I think that's why they're called
contractors. No, again, the problem is you have a bunch of people
come and
give...
I'm not disagreeing with you. Yeah, a bunch of people come and give bids. I'm not even making that point at all.
And you almost always go with the cheapest guy. And the cheapest guy is the cheapest guy because he does the shoddiest
work. That's why it's called
business. I don't like it. I know that's why it's called business.
I've never heard of business. You don't know that. Tyler just made
Everyone knows it. Everyone knows business. Why orangutans are orange, and everyone knows that it's business.
Yeah, business.
Business.
Mm-hmm. How many facts do I have to bring to this fucking show?
14.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, bring 14 or so.
About idiots.
The facts of life.
Hey, that's rude, dude. It's real rude.
The facts of life.
I mean like the world, man.
Dude, do you understand how many fun stories we're going to get out of the PAB night out when we do it?
Do you understand?
No. And we're going to do it two or three.
How many? One.
Oh, we're going to get some stories. Here's a bad times.
Then I was really uncomfortable, and then Anderson said something, and I moved over here, and I was uncomfortable over here.
And then Mike gave something away to everyone.
And then I figured I should pick up the bill. It was like $700.
It could be. I had a similar perk for Emily. It's brunch with Emily and her lovely ladies, right? Her team. And,
lovely ladies.
We sold one.
Yeah.
It's going to be very awkward.
Where did Rune get the money for that?
Hey, we sold one so far.
How much was that one?
500.
Woo!
Oh, shit. Can I just go for free with that lunch with Emily and the chicks?
You want to come?
Yeah, I'll totally go with that. I'll go on that one.
Why don't you come?
Well, then that one should cost more.
No.
Wait, are you going to that too?
Yeah.
Where are you guys going to brunch?
I want to just send Emily off.
I'm just hungry.
My thing.
I'm just hungry right now.
Where are you going to go?
I don't know. I haven't found a place yet.
Tart has a good brunch.
Yeah?
You should go to a strip club.
Fairfax.
Oh, strip club.
Strip brunch. Club with Emily.
Do they have brunch?
Strip club brunch.
They have like sandwiches and chips and stuff.
They want to be talking.
Because everyone loves last night's shrimp cocktail at brunch.
Yeah.
That sounds good.
They put syrup on it to make it like breakfasty.
Why do they have chicken wings at strip joints all the time?
Because they're easy to cook.
But yeah, like,
you
it's hard to get
it
your money.
One hand while you hold your chicken wing with
no,
the
it's hard.
Hand.
It's like the messiest food. You got bones.
Yeah, you're putting like dollar bills that have chicken wing sauce on them.
There's nothing a woman likes more than dancing up on a stage while men push at their
how many chicken wings have been thrown
with the
at
back
chicks?
Of their hands.
Hopefully none.
By dancers,
there's probably been a lot.
18.
Yeah.
18 this week.
Yeah, according to polls.
Hey, speaking
many
of polls,
many people are saying, "What?
Yeah, have you been watching at all the back and forth with?" And I'm sorry, going back to Gruber's, but it's just a big part of my life right now. The back and forth with you and Bald Brian to
it's
be cast
pretty
as,
spicy.
A little bit.
It's either
it's
like
tied
dead
right
heat.
115 each.
Wow, really?
That's
right now,
crazy.
One of you might get the 270 electoral votes needed to become president.
Well, thank God.
Your vote counts.
Thank God. I can hardly wait to quit this job and become president.
Mm-hmm. Right, the race has been too close, so we've chosen the winner of.
Hey,
this random movie.
Do either one of you guys have an answer to this question? I'm registered to vote in
answer
San Diego,
yes.
But I don't want to drive all the way down
you
there
to
vote. Can I change it?
I think it's too late.
You needed to request your vote by mail ballot, I think, on November 1st.
Mm. That was 2 days ago.
Say the 3rd or the 2nd.
Today's the 2nd.
So it was yesterday.
I guess I got to drive all the way down there on Tuesday.
Your vote doesn't matter. I didn't say that.
Oh, God. Here comes
I'm voting.
No, I'm voting, too, because of the props. One. Hey, yes or no on 61?
Which one's that?
It's the prescription
the
drugs.
The rest of the country who care about this?
Nah, probably not. But I hate the props. I hate them so much. And Jillian just showed.
We
got to
vote
it's
on 64.
It's just simple. Like, 61 is all about prescription meds, right? And the price is going to go up or it's not going to go
Wait,
up.
Wait, that's the one that Bernie's in favor of and everybody else is
Everyone
against?
Everyone else is against it, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And, like, you know, the veterans
you
are
know
all
I know
against
that?
It. And how do you know that? Commercial?
Because Tara wouldn't shut the fuck up about it this
is
morning and when we were
on
hiking.
61?
I don't know. She just
64.
All she wants to talk about is what a 64. Bad guy.
But you
Trump
just look
is.
At the bottom, and it just like, it says who paid for the ad, and it's like, Pfizer and Merck paid for this one, so obviously it's bad.
Yeah, that's
it's usually a good cheat sheet.
Yeah. Shit, I didn't vote on anything. Except
if
for
it says like paid
time.
For by Philip Morris, it's like okay. What's
no,
the, what's
good.
The other one?
That's good though. Stop taxing the cigarettes. Everyone, settle down. Hmm. That money doesn't even go to what did they say it's going to go to.
Money never goes anywhere it's supposed to go. Like, my money's supposed to go towards paying the IRS, and it goes towards other stuff.
Like you think that like your taxes
bikes.
Are supposed to like pay for the IRS only?
No, my personal money.
What?
No one's money goes where it's supposed to go.
Well, it's not like your federal income tax goes just to the IRS. Like, the IRS collects it, but it's not like that's where all the money is spent.
Or
no, he was making
spent.
A joke that they don't get his money.
Because my California
it.
State tax goes to the state.
Because he spends it on other things.
Oh, you spend it on
Yeah.
Like you spend it on electric bikes.
Yeah.
How is that electric bike?
Stupid.
Why would you do that?
Did you
yourself?
Fix the tire?
I don't know. Every time I look at it, I'm angry at myself. I could have spent that money on something much more needed.
Like what? Two electric skateboards.
Like almost each.
I can't believe you would say that. No. Okay, I'm looking at drones again. Heavy. And Unique has a package with the drone, extra batteries, and the Unique electric skateboard thrown in.
Ooh.
Yeah.
And they follow each other?
No. But like the drone with all the extras is about $900. The skateboard's $700 normally, but there's $16 for both.
Wait, that's $900 and $700. That's the same.
No, my nightmare is happening.
What's happening?
Game 7 of the World Series just got very exciting.
What happened?
The Indians just tied it up.
Oh, no!
Whoa.
No!
Settle down.
No!
Why?
I want the Cubs to win so bad.
Why?
Because I have so many friends that adore the Cubs.
You don't care that much because you're not watching.
I do care. I care about my
Mike
friends.
I thought Mike was doing a character.
This is going to kill me.
I wanted the Indians to win last night.
They were winning 6-3 in the 8th. It's now 6-6.
I was listening to the
top of the
first inning last night because Sergeant McAllister... He put money on the Indians for the campaign. Of course, we lost.
Mm-hmm.
McAllister had another update, too, about that.
All my friends that are obsessed with Chicago are going to be so bummed.
They can live without it. They'll be okay.
Wow. Oh, my God. This is so upsetting.
Why don't you just tape it and go and watch it? Tape it. Why don't you watch it at home?
This is going to ruin my night.
No, it's not. What do you guys? Everyone,
this is the most empathetic Mike has ever been. About your friends' sports enjoyment.
Well, I have friends that are so tied into Chicago and so obsessed with it that this is going to be brutal if they lose.
Oh, you guys want some more details from McAllister's haunted house experience?
He
left out a lot of details.
One in the Winnebago?
Yes.
One was too unsettling. I'm gonna
Here's
go
some more details.
One where he's the only one that was assaulted. And I don't want to go to the one where he just witnessed assault.
Here are some more details to give the rape scene some context. I actually saved this for the show. I've not even read it yet. So here we go. Before the rape part, just to remind everyone, friend of the show, Sergeant McAllister, a professional gambler, thrill seeker. He likes to seek out these haunted houses where you pay quite a bit of money to be fucked with a lot. And the one that he went to a couple years ago was insane, and the one that he went to this year was took place like somewhere in Silver Lake by a fire hydrant or something, and then they pull up in a Winnebago, throw you in.
I thought it was out by Vegas.
No, I think this was Silver Lake. Am I making that
the
up?
The second one was here in LA.
Yeah, the second one was here in LA. And then some weird stuff happened, and then essentially he just had to sit there and watch a woman be fake raped, which sounded awful. So he wrote, here's some more stuff to give the scene more, so the rape scene more context. Before the rape part began, the girl on the bed with me got on the bed with me and put her arms in shackles. Put my arms in shackles. I'm a good reader. Then she put some kind of gimp mask on me, but I could see out of it pretty well. Then she turned on TV, which played a children's cartoon about forest animals, I think to provide some weird dichotomy to what was taking place. After that, she put some headphones on me that were playing white noise, so I couldn't hear anything.
Like
she
Donald then Trump's speeches?
Straddled me on my groin area, which was pleasant.
Get
what?
It?
What about Trump?
You said that she put headphones on him that were playing white noise.
Yeah.
I said, like Donald Trump speeches, because he's...
That deserved that kind of reaction out of yourself?
It was a overly
Not
sarcastic response to my quote-unquote political
I am the joke
zinger.
Police, and I have to tell you, no good.
This story is getting worse and worse because now it's just a prostitute, basically.
As she was straddling me, Bunny Mask Guy creeps up from behind her. Like you guys were saying, I was really self-conscious about the whole thing. The only thing
like he was sucking in his stomach.
I'm really afraid of is them hurting me, which they haven't delivered on so far. So I kind of said,
till
a half-hearted, behind you, Bunny Mask Guy grabs the girl and bends her over the end of the bed that I am shackled to and begins raping her.
You should read erotic literature on
It's incredibly
tape.
Awkward, and I think I said, that's fucked up, to seem like I was appalled by it. It would be such an awkward position to be put in. Like, you got to react somehow, right?
It brings into question a lot of stuff.
I don't know
because
why.
He's laying on the bed with an erect, you know, half boner. The girl's fake being raped. Was there insertion?
Welcome, my
I don't
friend,
know.
Half boner.
I don't know why, but I then stretched my shackled hand to the girl, and she held my hand while being raped. That made it probably 10 times more awkward.
Awkward's the
but
word.
But was she actually being penetrated, or were they acting?
I don't know, Michael.
I guess we'll get another weird update next week.
What do you
want? Because I'm thinking about if I'm one of the actors in this play next year.
There is actually a semi.
Like, I don't think I can get an erection with a shackled dude on the bed.
I don't think it's to get an erection, Mike. She's being raped against her will. I guess
no,
there is
me.
No.
I'm an actor.
Oh, I see.
After this bartender role takes off,
assuming you win.
Hey, you guys should come out to my show. What happens, Sam? We hit you a couple times, shackle you to a bed, and then I fake rape another.
Raped against her will is a redundant, right? It's like frozen tundra.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, I'm sure some girls have a fantasy of being overpowered. I don't know.
We're not
going to
go down that road.
Rape.
I think we've been down that road.
There was actually, this is back to McAllister. There was actually a semi-thorough screening process for this.
Road.
What's that?
We have to back up to get off that road. Better than Tyler's joke.
We have to go travel in Box Canyon soon. I got to take you to that scary place.
I thought that was code for sex.
Your hotel?
Oh, yeah. No, I know.
My hotel's right by it.
Yeah. Okay.
The place where you found the car?
The place where like it was just like dark, empty, like abandoned house. And we pulled in and there was like only one way in. And like you couldn't. And it was over this like. Sorry, but it was over a bridge.
Oh, fuck. That bridge is doomed.
And there was just like car parts. It looked like something out of Texas Chainsaw Massacre.
Why do I want to go there?
And then it was the last time I was actually genuinely scared as an adult.
They were looking for a place to live out there.
Yeah, we were looking at places that like had like a cave on the property. It was like 300 grand. Yeah. It was like affordable. And it had like your own cave. And it was like 4 acres or something. But it's like...
just don't worry about the Indian guy that lives in there. Don't even think about trying to... evict him.
So we see this house.
Oh,
it's like
that's where Half Boner lives?
That's where the Half Boner lives, yeah. And Jillian goes, there's a light on. And I throw it in reverse, and I'm trying to like navigate over this fucking bridge backwards. Yeah. It was horrifying.
Light's terrifying.
Threw a match.
There was
the
one light. It was just
a
naked bulb. It was terrifying.
Little boobs.
No cars.
Little pubic hair.
Back to McAllister. What?
Naked bulb.
Naked bulb.
Little boobs.
There was actually, back to McAllister, there was actually a semi-thorough screening process for this. You had to apply for a ticket, answer a lot of questions, and give them
your Facebook
profile.
Do you like watching people get raped?
I'm pretty sure it's to weed out disturbed, crazy people as you're alone in a fairly sexually charged situation with a young, attractive girl.
What are your thoughts on rabbits?
Because, like, what if you break the shackles and beat the shit out
of
them?
If you were in there, would they have
rapist?
Had, like, a cockroach with the girl?
Fuck that. Yeah, yeah. Maybe they figure out, like, maybe McAllister like explained that rape is his least favorite thing in the world.
You think this is like the game where they actually did like a serious investigation to find out what your flaws, like, what your mental insecurities are and stuff?
So I have a question about Westworld.
Yeah.
Are you done?
I'm still considering doing the haunted house from last year again. They're not running it this year for unknown reasons, but they said they'll be back next year with scenes. With new scenes. So you Pabs have another year to consider.
Remember
my
last
offer.
Year when we tasered you
literally
in the face?
No.
This year we're tasering you in the back.
Literally no.
New scene.
There's
scene.
There's nothing I'm doing less than that.
Yeah, except for poop bucket.
I'll go shit in the bucket if I had to choose between the two.
Yeah, and you had to go.
Yeah. I just don't like the idea of being suffocated. You know, it doesn't sound fun.
I don't like the idea of getting tased. I don't like the idea of strangers throwing a bag on my head so I'm blind. I don't like being put in a 50-gallon container filled with water. I don't like any of it.
What about the girl sitting on your face?
Oh yeah, that's good. How much?
The one that he did last year. Some woman gets. I think she was a very like. Oh,
I think we've told this story seven times out of the last 10 episodes.
Like new sat on her face. It sat on his face, and then he got really sick. And I told Dr. Drew. Drew was like, he got pneumonia. It was pneumonia. Oh, you know that's a line out of Clockwork Orange. They said it was pneumonia.
Drew was in Clockwork Orange?
He sounds like that guy sometimes. All right. This is the worst show we've done in a while.
Probably.
Yeah.
I was wondering during that weird bridge talk story, I was wondering if this was the time to like reveal to you guys that we just actually don't have any listeners. We've just been doing this for 6 years. That's why.
You know what I hate?
Time.
What?
Is conversation that thinks it's funny. Hmm. And we heard some of that walking up these stairs. Right.
What was it?
Program. Yeah, well, I'm just sitting there gently massaging my penis.
Was it on stage?
It was like comedians working out their bits, but like in conversation. It was gross. It was gross.
It was
also on the walk here. I saw two hot people arguing, a guy and a girl. And it's just really funny watching hot people argue because they're just like
what
just,
do you guys have to argue about?
Being unfair. It's like yours, and he's like, well, you're not listening to me. Like I just walked by an episode of Young and the Restless.
Arguing sexy.
Yeah. it was like oh you guys.
I'm surprised by how miserable most couples are, and I don't mean you guys.
He said, staring at me
at all, right. Because and my last relationship was very much the opposite of what I've witnessed a lot, and especially lately, I've seen couples eating, having dinner, not saying a word to each other. Mm-hmm. I waited for Chinese food for 10 minutes last night, and the couple just sat there eating, not even talking.
Oh, that's the worst.
And I was like, what's your problem? Like, what?
They've run out of things to talk about.
That's so weird because I talked.
But you don't have to have that look on your face. There's a look on your face.
Yeah, like you're not enjoying yourself. I've seen old people sit there at dinner and you can tell they love each other.
Right.
Marched to the dinner table with guns behind their
backs.
We've
all been in that relationship, right?
Yeah.
We just didn't get the government involved, so we left that relationship.
It's two people that should have broken up and neither one wants to.
Fucking doing whatever the fuck you want.
I remember like dating a girl. This happened a few different relationships. Where we're on our way to dinner, and I was like, I have to sit here with this person, and try and like make. I have no interest in talking to them.
Yeah,
I know everything they have to say, and I hate it. I'm done. I've heard it.
I'm with you.
I want out.
Have either of you ever been the guy who broke up with or have been broken up with at a restaurant?
No,
I don't believe so.
I never said that trope in movies or shows where they like take them out to dinner to break up with them. Yeah. What the fuck is that?
I think it's a lot of people do it though because you want to do it like on like in a public place so that there can't be too much of a freak.
I also
out.
Think
kind of a savvy coffee move. Or something. Why are you doing it when you're buying? You're like,
I also think
we'll have the
Last Supper
lobster.
It's also a thinly veiled attempt to try to give it one more go. Like, let's just see
possibly
if this could work.
Or maybe the lobster will be so good he won't be as sad.
Yeah.
Yeah, you're right. It is a trope. I see it in movies.
It's so annoying. It's so dumb. It's just they can have that moment where the person is sitting there alone.
You know what else is a trope? It's like coughing into a napkin and then seeing blood. Mm-hmm. Saw that in Birth of a Nation. That happened.
Oh, yeah?
You know what else is a trope? Is people sitting on the back of a ambulance after like a big action sequence with a blanket around them.
You know what another trope is? People listing off tropes.
That's not a trope.
I don't even know what trope means.
Have you ever been to that website? That trope?
Trope Snopes or whatever?
Why? Do I know that?
Is it TVTropes.com or something like that? It's just if you click one thing, you're fucked. You click a single thing on the website.
I've never been on there.
Have you been to the...
You would like it.
Yeah.
Have you been to the... what's it called? It's not Westworld, but it's visitwestworld.com.
Yeah. It's a great website.
Yeah.
What's your question about Westworld? Go ahead.
Well, I don't know if it's spoilery for you and for other people that haven't watched it. It's more of like a mechanics of the world and like how it works. And I'm kind of confused.
Springs.
You can ask me because I'm a Westworld expert now.
Springs.
I'm obsessed with that show.
Mm-hmm. Well, I'm confused. So the robots can't shoot the people, obviously, but the robots can shoot each other.
Right. Yes.
And the people can shoot the robots.
Right. Yes.
And I would assume
this is like you have a duck and a fox.
I would have assumed that
and a bag of rice.
The bullet wounds are some sort of squib setup, right? That there's things embedded underneath the skin and that it fires on squib.
Right. Yeah. Why would you give them live ammo?
Right. However, one of the main plot points is this is one of the robots who finds a bullet in her.
Yes.
So it's a plot hole.
I heard somebody discussing this on a podcast about Westworld, and
so someone shot a real bullet.
They did research, and the bullets are designed by Westworld, and they can penetrate the robots.
Why?
They can't penetrate people, but they can sting, and the robots physically can't aim them at your faces.
So the bullets.
Have you seen the movie?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, this is a continuation of the movie 30 years later.
Oh, really? So you got to watch the movie to get caught up?
Not at all.
It's good to watch a movie, though.
It'd be good
and can I spoil something that is not true?
Like ham?
It's not a spoiler.
Leave it out of the fridge.
The old guy that Anthony Hopkins always goes and converses with and has drinks with?
Yeah.
So he's the second oldest robot.
Yeah.
I didn't know he's a robot, dude. Fuck.
They have to break out at some point, Yul Brynner, right?
Of course.
Yeah.
But he's dead.
Is he?
Isn't he dead in real life?
In the bottom of Westworld is the old Westworld.
Yeah.
And it's all run down and it's leaky and it's just like a piece of shit garbage. And that's where all the old robots are. And Anthony Hopkins goes down there and
has
drinks.
Is the Western town down there?
No, but that's where all the old robots
are.
It was on my TV a couple of days ago and I turned it off.
Yeah,
it's great. It looked
so
very
good.
Boring.
So good. It's not boring at all.
Anthony Hopkins was like talking all slowly.
It's such a good psychological television show.
when he froze all the
You know,
mad I got because I'm like, wait, we're not paying for HBO, are we? And I got
that, you know who I think the best actor is in the entire thing is
what's that weird kid?
No, but Mr. Abernathy, the old man Abernathy, when he was being interrogated and he did like five different characters all at once.
Yul Brynner died in 85.
Also, huge dong shot in this week's episode.
Oh, really? Robot dong?
Sweet.
Huge ass.
Robot.
Didn't you see it?
Are you talking about the black guy that's coming out of the white stuff?
No.
When they're making him? Because they're making a guy.
No, there's a guy just standing there, and she goes like, oh, it's a shame that we can't use your, your talents.
Yeah, yeah.
This dude just has a giant dick.
Was he a robot?
Yeah. Well, yes, but he's a real person.
Yeah.
So somebody created... What? He's a real person?
Well,
he's an actor.
Oh yeah, I see what you're saying. But like, so in the world,
that's why it's so expensive.
The universe,
they had to create robots to play the robots.
Who would create a robot with a giant dick?
The same reason they'd make hookers with large boobs.
Yeah.
Oh, he's like a Gigolo Joe.
Not necessarily.
Mm.
There's no rules at Westworld.
No rules, just right. Westworld.
Do you think it would be cool if RoboCop like made an appearance?
Absolutely. Through. Or R2-D2 comes rolling through. I think it's going to be great crossover. Why not? J.J. Abrams is executive producer, so why not?
Yeah, guys, Yul Brynner dead.
Yeah. No, I'm saying his
robot, because it was pretty fake looking at times.
Yeah.
The robot that Anthony Hopkins talks to is fake looking.
They did some amazing young Anthony Hopkins.
Oh, that was unbelievable.
So they could do it.
Is this as good as iRobot?
It's no, nothing's as good as iRobot.
iRobot's a guilty pleasure. It's so bad.
I don't think I've actually ever seen it.
The crusty old guy that he talks to, I love.
Wait, is that the one with Will Smith?
Mm-hmm.
I have seen that.
I love how bad
the evil robot.
But yeah, I love how bad his robotics are.
It gets like eyebrows all of a sudden.
Oh really?
I watched that in Mexico a couple years ago, and I actually enjoyed myself watching it a second time.
Was it called iRobot?
It was called iRobot. iRobot.
Roboto.
Mr.
I don't know why he says Japanese accent for Spanish.
Mr. Roboto. Jesus Christ. That's what happened right
now. Our racism runs the gamut.
Hey, is that computer free?
Yeah, take it.
Cool.
Good story, guys.
Thanks, everybody. Sorry. Thanks for listening to the show.
No, are we done? It's almost a tight hour.
Yeah.
I gotta go, guys.
You gotta go. Man. I gotta go. I gotta go watch this baseball game.
Oh, holy smokes.
That all of a sudden is good again.
He can watch it downstairs in the bar.
No, I gotta listen to the car.
He has to go home.
Okay.
He's a whipped man.
Hey. When Lauren's been with the baby for 12 hours?
Yeah, I hear you. I gotta,
yeah, she's the one that made
this is a dumb question. You can't go anywhere tomorrow, right?
No.
Okay.
Why? What's up?
I want to go some more.
Where do you want
to
go?
I was thinking of going out to Western Days out in Shoshone.
Oh,
but I really shouldn't.
There's so many idiots pretending it's Westworld.
We can go to Box Canyon if you come over and take some pictures of Zach. Zach.
Is there anybody?
Atticus. She'll totally be down with
you. Anyway, you guys can come over to my place and take the pictures. I have the lights set up.
Yeah, I'll talk to her about that. Okay. I think we could do that.
If we don't do it tomorrow, we can do it on Friday.
Okay, great. Yeah, she's asked me a few times. She's getting like stressed because he looks different every day.
I thought of it before you even asked me about
that's
it.
Because
I was like,
Mike's
we should do that. Then I was going to ask you
portraits.
Guys if you wanted to take some baby pictures too. Because I got
I have some from when he's like, we did some when he was like a month old. But like, he looks so different.
But
now.
I have the softbox.
Look at those ones. Like, what's this wrinkled ass raisin?
And I can't move it because I can't take it apart because it was such a pain in the ass to put together that I'm never moving that thing.
Here's something that's fairly upsetting. They have directions on everything, right? Everything you like.
Yeah.
Everything that I'm trying to think, my brain's very slow right now, guys, but anything you can think of, it has like detailed instructions and it's just absurd. Yeah. Diapers. I don't know if I'm putting them on right, and the packing has no directions.
What do you mean? What?
I don't know if the little wings should be out, if like the stuff should.
It's okay. The Velcro things are on the bottom.
Right. Yeah, I got that part.
Fold up.
But like there's all these other
little
like, things
sides,
you can fold them out.
Little
like,
sides
the wings.
Go back like to the ass, and then the snappy parts come on top of the wings. Mm-hmm. And
hey, here's
Velcro
a dumb question.
Front.
If I'm an adult man that wants to wear Depends,
yeah,
I have to put those on myself, right?
They call them underwear now.
Like I don't
some
get
CVS.
Like, some nurse doesn't
underwear.
Come over and put them on me, right?
It depends on if you are capable of doing it.
Like,
yourself.
Do I lay on a table with my butt up in the air and they put some powder?
Again, you just keep trying to do Westworld.
Are you that desperate?
No, I'm wondering.
You have to put on your own diapers. What the fuck is
unless
this?
You can't, and then they put them on for you.
But how do you put them on if they're as complicated as these child diapers?
They're not.
They're a little complicated. I'll bring one in next week. I'll show Mike.
I think
we'll use my fist as a
pretty
model.
Sure the Depends are more like just pull-ups.
Oh, yeah,
I think they're
pull-ups. Just like underwear.
Yeah.
Why don't they make regular diapers?
They call
like
them
then?
Underwear now. It's the weirdest thing. I was in CVS the other day, and I saw them, and I was like looking for something else, and I saw it, and it's just like underwear. I'm like, this is not. These are fucking diapers,
and they're 2-for-1.
I bet you people are like, oh, everything's 2-for-1 at a goddamn CVS. It's like, I don't want to buy 2.
No, maybe it said 2 or 1.
I don't need like 3 years worth
of
B12.
God. Real quick, I went to Chuck E. Cheese last Saturday.
It's Chuck E. Cheese's.
Yeah. The adult section is Charles and Cheese.
Go ahead. Is it cool being able to get back in that place? Because I can't get in.
Yeah. No, it's...
Ever since they kicked us all out.
That place is hell. It is the worst place
it's
on
the
earth.
Worst.
You're not allowed to go in there without kids.
It all sucks.
It is too bright.
Yeah, it's super bright.
It's way too bright.
There's nowhere to hide.
Screaming. There's the creepy... creepy robots are singing.
Those are great.
At one point, they had a thing where Chuck E. Cheese wouldn't come out until the noise meter hit 10.
Oh, no!
So everyone's just...
Well, who is Chuck E. Cheese? Is he like a clown or something?
No, he's a mouse.
He's a mouse. Okay. How do you not know that?
So Chucky,
I don't have kids,
so
and I
Chucky
don't go
comes
there.
Out, Chucky comes out, and he stops by each... They do all the cake lighting and happy birthday at the same
time. Oh, so they have
time.
A guy in a suit?
Some guy in the suit comes out, which is weird because Chucky's also up on the stage as a robot.
Two Chuckies.
Westworld.
Yeah.
Here's my background
they're
track.
Shooting each other.
Here's my background track, parents.
This mouse, the guy just stands there in the mascot costume while people are singing happy birthday, and just kids are just hitting him.
What?
Just stands there.
Why is he
hitting
him?
And then moves to the next party, the same thing.
Why are they
happy birthday, and all the kids are like, Chucky, just like slapping his ass.
God,
goes to the next party.
I like
slapped around,
place.
And then back,
like
back in the closet.
Live after disaster.
Do you got to pay to get in there?
No.
Oh, and, I can go.
Pizza. The pizza's real.
Because they don't let you get in there.
No, the pizza's terrible.
The pizza's pretty
good. How do you know, Mike? You don't know what Chucky is.
The crust.
I've heard people talk about the pizza for years.
The crust
and say
is like Parmesan breadsticks turned into pizza. Yeah.
Yeah.
Because I've been trying to say, and I've said before, they don't let you in there without a kid. Yeah. Every time I pass a Chuck E. Cheese, I think,
you can go
that sucks. That
you can go without
I
a kid if you're going to like meet, like a party or something. Like
it was the same kind of feeling I had as like not being able to get into a bar.
A molester.
Like, if you're invited to the party.
Yeah, because there was a bunch of people there without kids.
I never got invited.
But
I can roll in now.
I was there for 2 hours. And
I'm gonna run in there and go sit with a family and go, be cool, man, be cool. I'm with you guys.
Hey, a little part of me died on the way over here. I was researching Duraflame logs to see if they're safe for kids. And I realized as I'm typing it, I'm like, I can't believe I'm typing this shit in. But
you want
Duraflame
to see if it's burning, if the
log
stuff
safe for
off?
Babies.
I don't think you should be burning that in your hotel.
Not in the hotel, Tyler.
No, you light it and put it in the crib.
But I realized I'm like one of those people like, well, that hurt the baby. Yeah. I'm like, oh, no, I'm one of them.
Oh, baby.
But that's a good one, though. That's a good question.
Keep it moving.
Keep
Will acid hurt my baby?